Okay, Sif Seichin, Hakadam Achas. Echad mi mitzvos halayla. We'll start by just reading the middle, and we'll see what we can find. Echad mi mitzvos halayla hu mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim. Shekol av yisaper lebanov nisei Hashem yisbarach, sha'osa imanu, bahutzianu mitzrayim. Okay, so one of the mitzvahs of the night is the mitzvah of telling over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that every father should transmit the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim to his Kamosha Kasa Batorah v'higada to Levincha b'yoma hu lemur. Val yedei sipur yagia l'hatachlis shel v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. And through the telling of the story, a person comes to Yadiyas Hashem v'chol amar b'lesaper areza meshubach. And the more that a person is able to connect his children, and I guess himself, to the story, Harez and Meshubach. We saw this morning, we had a nice remez that V'higada to Levincha is Gematria Yediyas Hashem. So it's very clear, it's what he says here. V'higada to Levincha is 520. The tachlis of that is V'yadatam Kiyani Hashem. So V'higada to Levincha is exactly Gematria Yediyas Hashem, which is how the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Amunah. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to transmit Amunah from one generation to the next. Okay. Turning the page, continuing. V'ne'isa b'zohar kadosh, we need to understand, it's already found in the Zohar, the Malbim discusses it, and many later Sfarim discuss it. What does the word Haggadah even mean? So the Zohar kadosh says, Haggadah hu ramiza de chachmasa. Haggadah alludes to chachma. Hainu shekol makum shenizkar b'tora tevas Haggadah, vayaged, higida, Ukadoma, whenever we find this shoresh, hakavana shapaula owa inyan hanemar nimshach mimakum elyon biyoser. So it's an indication that it's coming from the highest of places. It's coming from chachma. Ukamosha kasa betora mishchu ukachu lachem. As Klal Yisrael prepared to leave Mitzrayim, it says mishchu ukachu lachem, which Chazal understood: detach your hands from the avodah zara and take for yourself the carbon pesach. So Chazal understood in this word, Mishchu, it's a detachment from Avodah Zarah and choosing to attach oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Targum translates Mishchu as Negidu. Mishchu. What does Moshech mean? Moshech means to draw something down. That's what the word Amunah itself means. It says that Mordechai Vahi Omen as Hadassah. Mordechai raised Hadassah. So when you raise someone, When a parent is raising a child, you're trying to lift up the child towards the parent. The parent has a certain understanding of the world. The parent has grown to a certain level. And through this process of what? Of Haggadah, or Meshicha, or Amuna, which we're learning is all one inyan, it means to draw that child towards the parent. To attach the parent and the child. That they should be able to connect. So that's what Haggadah means. Haggadah means what? Haggadah means the hamshacha of something, drawing something. The Sfarim compare it to the gidim. Gidim are the sinews of the body. Right? So like the whole system of ropes that ties the body together and connects the various parts and allows the body to be a wholesome unit, right? So that's called gidim. The gidim are the sinews. So Haggadah is a lashon again. It's attaching something to something else. In this case, it's attaching avos to banim, but on ba'ofen pnimi, it's attaching higher realms to lower realms, as he's about to describe. Va'kavana shal yedei hasipur mamshichin eiza or elyon lamata. You're able to bring something down from the world of chachma. Haggadah somehow is meramis to the world of chachma. You're bringing something down from the world of chachma down to this world. You're connecting avos and banim. We'll see Av is Chachma, but we'll see how he explains it. V'hu dal yedei sheyarich l'saper l'taras hanisim ha'gadolim sh'asa Hashem imanu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. So by recounting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shavah Shamayim took care of his children of Mitzrayim, so when we tell that story also from Avos to Banim, nimshach or ha'emuna v'shorash hanisim sh'shorash sham yisviras Chachma. So we draw down and we continue to deepen the awareness and the muna of the wonders that Hashem did, which come from a place of chachma. Ela adam hanimtza b'olam haza, the miracles which came from that world of chachma all the way down to a person in the lowest realm, in the lowest of the spheros, shehu sviras malchus. from Chochmah to Malchus. And we know about Malchus, I'll say it a little bit later, but we know about Malchus that the Zohar says about Malchus, Leisle migarmei klum. It has nothing of its own. That's why the moon is compared to Malchus, David HaMelech, in terms of the seven lower spheros. David HaMelech is the seventh of the Ushpizin. David HaMelech is Malchus, Malchus, David, Malchus, Meshicha. Right? But the idea that the Zohar says, Leisle migarmei klum, it has nothing of its own, also is very fitting for the understanding of what happened on Pesach, right? Meaning, Klal Yisrael, Leisle migarmei klum, we had nothing of our own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia from this awesomely high place called Chachma, all the way down to a place where Malchus, Mamash, we had nothing. Malchus is just a makabel. On Pesach, we didn't have Madrigos. We were in the lowest levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out to us to a place where we literally had nothing of our own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us up. It was entirely in a Se'usa de la'ela. That's how so many of the Svarim describe the Yom Tov of Pesach, and the salvation of Pesach. Completely a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing of our own. From Chachma all the way down to Malchus. Uve'emes zehu kol tachlis avodaseinu b'olam hazeh. And that really, if you understand Pesach as being the foundation of Klal Yisrael, hachodesh hazeh lechem, rishonu lechem lechodshei hashana, this sets the tone for the whole calendar year. This is the birth of Klal Yisrael. This sets the tone for the entire avoda of a Jew in this world, which is what? Which is try to be makasher, the highest realms, all the way down to the lowest realms. From Chachma all the way to Malchus. What about Keser? I'll say in 1 second. Liyachid ulakasher kol eser sviros al yonos biyacha, to tie together, right? Haggadah, again, the gidim, the sinews of the body, to tie the whole world together, to connect all the spheros from highest to lowest, ulahamshich orum lamata, to bring down that supernal light into this world, misfiros chachma ad lisfiros malchus. From the highest of chachma down to the lowest of malchus. So he says in parentheses, you'll ask, what about Keser? Is not Keser the highest of the spheros? Hagam shasfir harishona hi Keser. Ach keven she'ein lanu ba shum hasaga, ki lamala me'amochin. Because Keser is so entirely beyond any understanding, lechein, mascheles ha'asaga b'sfiros ha'chachma, shu ascheles hisnoitetzis kol ra'ayon. So we start from Chachma, which is the beginning of an idea. And we focus on Chachma, maybe Keser is replaced by Das, which again is such an ongoing theme throughout the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'yadatim ki ani Hashem. Right? V'yigadata levincha, for what purpose? V'yigadatim ki ani Hashem. Paro says, I don't know this Rabbanu Shalom. Who is this God that you speak of? V'yakam elech chadash ha-mitzrayim shalo yadas Yosef. Hashem says over and over, V'yadatim, v'yedu. You should know. So Keser is beyond our ability to know. So therefore, we tried to bring down from Chachma to Malchus. Yeah.
Don't we sometimes replace Keser with Das?
Right. So that's exactly what I'm trying to say. That Keser in the ten spheros, even though Keser is really the highest, but in this sense, because Pesach is a Yom Tov, we're trying to acquire a Das of Kedusha, which is a big theme. And again, you just see it all over the beginning of Sefer Shemos. Hashem is trying Vyadatim, Vyadatim, Vyadatim. So yeah. So Keser, I think exactly. I think Keser is being replaced by Das. Keser is being replaced by Das. Right? How does it go? Chachma. Yeah? What? Chachma bina Das. What's the match of Chachma bina Vidas? It's Keser, no? Chachma bina Vidas is Keser. Ata chonin la'adam Das. Hashem, you give us Das. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give us what? Chachma bina Vidas. Chachma 73. How much is bina? 67, so that's 140. Vildas?
474.
Vildas? 480. So 480 and 140 is 620. So Chachma Bina Vadas is Keser. Right? So Keser hides itself. And instead we have Chachma Bina Vadas, like we say in the Nusach Svarad Shmon Esrei. Chachma Bina Vadas. Okay? V'zeh ha'tam she'itila Torah mitzvah shel Sipur Nisa Yetzias Mitzrayim Daik Ala Av. So now we understand why is it Dafka the father who's given the obligation to transmit the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim to his son, right? Ki sfiras chachma nikra Abba. Because, well, I wanted to say Yisrael. Because the sphere of chachma is called Abba. Where do we know that from? Rashi bereishis mem aleph mem gimel b'shem sifrei. Right? Rashi in Parshas Miketz connects Av to Chachma. Why? Who? What? Yosef. Yosef's called Avrech, remember? When Yosef gets one of his Egyptian names, he's called Avrech. And Rashi says that he's Rach, he's young, but he's Av, he's wise. So Av is Chachma. Av is connected to Chachma, Rashi says. So Av is connected to Chachma. So what we're trying to do, by connecting Avos to Banim, we're trying to connect Chachma all the way down to Malchus. Val Yedesha Av Yisaper, top of the next page. Val Yedesha Av Yisaper HaAgada. And by the father telling the story, Yamshich HaAmuna HaKadosha LeBanav, he transmits that Amuna to his children. Ubad Babad, and by the father transmitting that story to his child, by a human father of flesh and blood, transmitting that story to his biological child, right? So again, Ba'ofen Pnimi, what's happening is you're being Makasher Av all the way, Av, which is Chachma to Malchus. Ubad Babad, Yumshach Shefa Rav, Mitchilas Hamshacha Bechinas Abba. From the highest point, again, we're excluding Keser. Ad HaMekabel HaTachton, down to the lowest recipient, Shehu Bechinas Malchus. Uveze Yigrom Yichud Gadol B'Shmei Mal, Sheyar Ora Chachma Lamata V'Malchus. That's a very holy connection to be made. That through the Haggadah, it serves like the Gidim, to be Mamshech, right? Mishchu, Kachu, Mishchu, Uncle said is Nagidu, to be able to transmit that Amuna, which again itself, Amuna means to raise up or to connect a parent and child relationship, all the way from Chachma, which is Av, all the way down to Malchus. Okay? Right, Abba's gematria 4. So that's why Abba has to try to transmit now to the four sons. So, who are these four sons and what do they represent in terms of the spheros? Shagam shekulam heima lamata bolam hazab spheros malchus. Yes, all four sons are in that world of malchus. Im kol zeh nechaz kol echad b'shar shu ba'olam miyuchad. You could say each of the four sons is connected to the sphere of Malchus. But you could also say that each of the four sons represents a different stop, so to speak, along the way in the various olamos and in the various spheros. Okay, let's see how. Echad Chacham, the first one is the Chacham. The Chacham is rooted, Shar Shomei Olam HaAtzilus, Shehu Neged Sphiras Chachma. Okay, the Chacham corresponds to Atzilus, the world of nearness, the highest of the worlds, and it corresponds to the sphere of Chachma. Echad Rasha, the Rasha corresponds to the world of Bria, because Bria is already, again, the very word, the word Atzel, right? Atzilus. The word Atzilus means near, right? Atzel means next to, near. So there's still a nearness to a Kadosh Baruch, whatever that means. Bria already has a perception of being what? Some type of independent creation. Of course, a Kadosh Baruch was the one who is Borei, Bereishis Bara Elokim. But because Bria moves away, so that's already, there's an element of Rishus there, that it starts to develop a little bit of an independence, which is not a good thing. So that's why Echad Rasha corresponds to Bria, which corresponds to the sphera of Bina. Bina being feminine has a Midas Hadin quality to it. Dimina Dinen Misarin. From there, from the world of Bina, Din is awakened. Now just before we turn the page, just look at Ozayin in the commentary on the side, bottom right-hand corner. He says, not only do the Dalet Banim, just food for thought for another time, but think about this. Not only do the Dalet Banim correspond to what? To the Dalet Olamos, as we're about to learn, in the middle of learning, but also it corresponds to the Dalet Golios. So that's an interesting shir to develop. The Megala Mukos says that the Dalet Banim can neged the Dalet Golios. Chacham is connected Galus Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar thought he was greater than Daniel from Bavel. Rasha is connected Haman, says top of the left column. Tam is connected Yavan. Right, that's sort of an easy one to explain, because Yavan, with all of their philosophy and their wisdom, their wisdom with Tmimus, with wholesome simplicity. Okay, and lastly, where do we find ourselves today? This Galus is the Galus of the She'ini Yodei Elishol. Galus Edom is connected to She'ini Yodei Elishol, where he doesn't even know what to ask anymore. Okay, so there's a lot to think about there. Of course, it also corresponds to the four Lashonos of Geula. So any four, right? All these fours, Again, all these fours are really connected to Abba. Abba is Gematria 4. So we're trying to, all these fours that are, so to speak, we're trying to bring down from Abba into all these different dimensions. The four suns, the four cups, the four, the Shulmas of Gula. All these fours are just different pipelines, different, you know, Haggadahs, different Hamshachas, different Amunas that are being brought down from Chachma to Malchus. Okay, so again, so Chacham, Echad Chacham is Atzilus, is Chachma. Echad Rasha is Bria, is Bina, which has an element of Midas Hadin. That's why it's Rasha. Echad Tam, who's the Tam of the Torah? Yaakov Avinu is the Ishtam. Yaakov Avinu is Torah, and Torah is the Sphere of Tiferes. So Tam is Yitzira, Shehu Neged Sphiras Tiferes, Midas Hosho Yaakov Avinu, VeYaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Oalim. Okay, so that's Torah, that's Tiferes, which corresponds to Torah. V'she'en Yodei Alishol is the world of Asiya, and it's Malchus. Because again, what do we say about Malchus? Deleis la migarma klum. It has nothing of its own. I don't even know how to ask a question. You have to give me the question and the answer. I can't even supply the question. She'ein la shum koach me'atzma. Rak masha hasfiros al yonos noisin lesocha. Malchus is just a kli to be makaba, whatever the higher spheros put into it. Lachein gam hu eini yodeya me'atzma lishol. Vitzarech ha'av litein bo hadas hanitzrach. And therefore, the father needs to be mashpia into the she'ini yodei alisho.
So it's just like a vessel.
It's a vessel. Malchus is just the kli. It's the bottom of the spheros. It receives from everything above it. Okay, I'm just curious. What's the gematria of she'ini yodei alisho? I don't know. I didn't check it yet. Let's see. Sometimes you just have a desire to check something. Let's see what it is. Let's see if it means anything to us. So what do you got? 367 plus 90. Plus
367.
She'ino is Gematria Lishol. She'ino Yodei Lishol. 367 plus 367 plus 90 is how much?
824.
Anyone? Okay. But we have to think about that because that's the Galus right now, he's saying, right? He's saying we're in Galus Edom is connected to She'ino Yodei Lishol. Nothing of its own. Okay. I don't know. Gotta work on it. You have something? 24. Okay, I'm not sure. Al yedei sha'av yitzamsim atzmo l'saper hanisim l'chol ben kefi dargaso. So in accordance with every father's effort to try to the best of his ability to transmit the Torah of his understanding of Elukos of Yediyas Hashem to his son and to tell the story, yizke l'hamshich or Hashem yizbarach me'resh kol dargin at seifa d'chol dargin. So again, he brings down that supernal light into the lowest realms. V'ya'ir ur ha'chachma al kol ha'banim be'ezem makum shehem. And that's why the father is being mashpia. He tries to bring into chacham, he tries to bring into rasha, he's bringing into all the olamos, he's bringing into all the spheros. Okay? Wow. U'v'chadei, top of the next page. U'v'chadei la'avincha inyan hamshachas or lamata. So to better understand this idea of bringing down Hashem's light into the lower realms, makdim ba'al misader ha'agada, Likro as Hashem Yizbarach b'Torah Makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to help us to understand what we're trying to bring down, he refers to what? Before the four sons, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. And then what's the next part of the Haggadah? Keneged Arba Banim, Divra Torah. So why do we introduce the Dalet Banim and the father's obligation to teach each of these four sons by referring to Hashem as Makom? Why of all the names of Hashem, why Dafka Makom? Kamosha Amrim Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Ki Yadua Shekishabara Hashem Yizbarach Es HaOlam Lo Hayim Makom LaHabriya Ki Kol HaMetzias Hayim Malei Me'ora Yizbarach. We know that when Hashem wanted to create the world, before there was a world, there was just Hashem. And the world was filled with the infinite light of Hashem, the Or Ein Sof. V'lachein Tzimtzim Hashem Yizbarach Kiviyachol Oro Litzdadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contracted his light to the side, to the sides, ad shenasa makom panoi, until Hashem made a makom. The first thing to make creation was to establish a space. Uva oso hachalal, and within that space, bara kol haolamos kulam. That's where everything exists. Not just this world, not planet Earth. Right? All the olamos, physical world, spiritual world, everything exists within that. V'lezen nikra Hashem yizbarach makomo shel olam. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the space of the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made space for the world. V'anu mahalin l'Hashem yizbarach baruch hamakom. Right? So, again, as we're about to do our own miniature expression, a zer anpin of this idea of bringing things, the light down from Chachma all the way to Malchus, right? So we acknowledge, wait a minute, Hashem, you also did that in creating the world. Baruch HaMakom, thank you Hashem for making a space, and then being Mashpia, your Or, into that space, allowing all of the Olamos and all of existence to come to reality. Right? So before we do that and teach our children, so we say, we acknowledge, Baruch HaMakom, thank you Hashem for teaching us how to do that. Sha'asa Makom Panoi, Bichdei Livro Olamo. Thank you, Hashem, for making that space. Again, it was an act of humility. It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzimtzum was a tremendous act of humility. A Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzamtzim himself. He pulled himself back in order to make space for us. Val Yedei Shasileg Ora Litzdadin, Al Yedei Ze Niskasa V'Nistam Ori Yisbarach Mibnei Adam. And by doing so, a Kadosh Baruch Hu concealed his light from us, allowing us to have a perception of existence. Because right? Again, it's all perception. The whole world is still filled with Hashem. Meloch kol haaretz kavodo. Meloch kol haaretz kavodo. That means all the way down in the world of aretz, it's still kavodo. It's still atzmius o yizbarach. It's still the essence of Hashem. But now we have a perception that we exist. We have a perception of things. Right? So Hashem is hiding. So that's why we say, Baruch HaMakom. Thank you for making a makom. Baruch Hu. Why do we say Baruch Hu? What is Hu? Who is a way of referring to a person without referring to them directly. Right? So when I talk to Eliyahu Ezra directly, I say you. But when I talk about him, to Velvel, I say him. Right? I say who. So I'm talking indirectly. So with Kodesh Baruch Hu, through making a makom, he hid himself. That's why it's Baruch HaMakom. Thank you, Hashem, for making a place. And in doing so, you hid that light which would overwhelm us, not allowing us to exist. You concealed that light of yourself from Bnei Adam. Achinikra b'shem baruch hu. Right? Hu is a lashon nistar. V'lo ata v'lashon nochach. Lashon nistar and lashon nochach. Right? When we say baruch ata Hashem, first we say ata, you, and then we say Hashem. And then we say Melech. We start to use titles. We don't feel comfortable talking directly to Hashem. Right? That's called Nochach and Nistar. So Baruch HaMakom, when you made a Makom, Baruch Hu, you hid yourself in that way. Yeah.
I don't know if you can say this, but you said that we're trying to bring down the Oyers of Chachma down to Malchus. So Chachma is Gematria 73, and Malchus is 486. So 486 minus 73.
Yeah.
Is 423 with the kolos, Moshiach and David.
Yeah.
So when Moshiach and David comes, we'll have the biggest giloy of bringing the of that deer of Taktai and bring Chach and Mach.
Good. I didn't like it with the kolo. I had the number also.
It's 423.
What? 423? I don't know. What's the kolo though? The difference between Chach and Malchus is 423, which is Moshiach and David is 424, and Achodesh is Alechem is 424. So meaning. It's good. We have to just figure out how to say it a little better. All right, you call it. You can do the call.
And last time, I got mad at me for doing two tricks. It's like you did subtraction and the call. It's like when I did it.
No, it's not a trick. No, the meaning that it's the difference between. That's what we're doing. We're trying to fill that space from Chachma to Malchus. No, I don't think subtraction is not a trick here. That's what you're saying. You're saying the space between Chachma and Malchus. What does that mean? The space between Chachma and Malchus is filled by Mashiach and Dov? I mean, how do you say it?
The coming down.
When we have Moshiach ben David, that's going to be the bridge.
That's going to complete the bridge.
You say that the kol is Aleph, which is a shag, you're going to have a full gilu with Shekhinah.
Okay. Good. You got to think about it a little more. Okay, good. So let's go weiter. Umam Sheikh Baal Hagada Lahashwasa Inyan La Ur Haganuz Baruch Shrasan Torah La Amu Yisrael. So again, let's go step by step here. So Baruch HaMakom, Hashem, you made a space. How did you do that? Baruch Hu. By hiding yourself. Right? By concealing yourself. Concealed aspect of yourself. And then, at the same time, as you were hiding, you were also revealing. Kadosh Baruch Hu was hiding, was concealing and revealing at the same time. How is Hashem revealing himself? By making a world that follows a blueprint called Torah, which he's going to give us directly. Baruch Shenasan Torah Le'amo Yisrael. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid and contracted that light that preceded creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the light of creation and further contracted it and concealed it and hid it, right? The original light of creation, what we call the Or HaGanuz. And Hashem saw that the world would not do well with this light, or were misusing the light. The Ganzu Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the original light and he hid it in the Torah. Turn the page. Vinistam Or Yisbarach mi bnei Adam. And that light is hidden from people. But again, it's there for those who study Torah. Through the Torah, we tap into the Or HaGanuz. Achagam Ha'or Hazeh Nikra B'Shem Baruch Hu. So again, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenasan Torah La'amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Because even the Torah, as much as it's revealed, but it also conceals, the light of Torah is hidden within the Torah. You read the Torah, you read a story about Avram, and you read a story about Yitzhak, you read a story about Yaakov, and you read Halacha about Tazriya Mitzora, and you learn about Ishi Yoledes, and you learn about Tumas Saras, and you're wondering like, but it's all filled with this unbelievable light. But it's hidden. It's hidden within the Torah. If you want to see how this light reveals itself on the night of the Seder, right? The Gilui Shechina that takes place on the night of the Seder, the Or Laila Kiyom Ya'ir, so learn the earlier piece. Okay, let's keep going. And afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again continued to what? To bring his light back in through the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Shal Yideyam Nimshach Ha'aras Ha'or Ha'elyon Lamata. So after Hashem made that space, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed his light, and then he built the world with Torah, and then concealed that further within the Torah, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to allow the worlds to take on some type of form as a way of bringing the light back in a more, again, constricted Tzimtzum type of way. V'zesh Amar Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. So now, through that Torah, we start to bring the light in to the four worlds, corresponding to the four sons we learned earlier. Degam acharat tzimtzum, kasher kvar hischil brias ha'olamus, asa Hashem Yisbarach tzimtzum achar tzimtzum, a concealment, a constriction after a constriction, bedalet olamus, huvehem nechazim hadalet sugei banim, and that, again, corresponds to the four types of children, ki kol ish Yisraeli yesh lo shoresh b'kodesh. Because each one, again, is rooted in something higher than obviously what the Haggadah presents simply on the surface. Yeah. What do you got?
Aleph Beis Yod 9?
Yeah. 83.
Yeah. With the call of the Matri Sarab.
Okay. Sounds good.
You don't like it?
I don't not like it. I don't know what it means. V'nei ikur mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim hu lahotzi dvar mipiv daika. So why did I pick this piece from Sif Sechem? Because those of us who went this morning, we learned that what? That sipur yitzias mitzrayim is really the combination of what? Of aligning the peh with the lev. It's being makasher one's dibur to the amuna of one's heart. So sipur yitzias mitzrayim is lahotzi hadvar mipiv daika. The way to do sipur, you have to say the words. You have to express the words. It's not just enough to think it. A person has to say it, and to such a degree that the Rambam writes, if a person's by himself, so he asks the Manash Tana to himself. He has to have a conversation with himself. He has to use the Koach HaDibur. Why? Because if you look in the Sefer Yetzirah, every month has an action. And the action for the month of Nisan is speech, Sicha, Dibur. Right? And it was a Galus HaDibur. He's going to get into that in a second. Excellent. V'chein Ramaz Lan HaRizal B'tevas Pesach. The Rizal has taught us that Pesach is Pesach. Right? Pesach is notrikon. Pesach, a mouth that speaks.
What does notrikon
mean? Notrikon means like an abbreviation. It's kind of like Rashi Tevas, but it's not exactly. Right? So it means it's a contracted, it's an abbreviation of a word. So Pesach, the way it's pronounced, Pesach, a mouth that sach, that speaks, that converses. That's why I call a marba lesaper hariza meshubach. The more you talk at the Seder, the better. Usually we're very careful with our speech. But the night of Pesach, we're given permission to speak more freely, to speak more openly. It's interesting, like the training, the Tefer Shlomo from Erdamsk says that when the Pasuk says that you should eat the matzah b'makom kadosh, right? So he says that the makom kadosh is your mouth. It's not the place where you're sitting, but the matzah should be eaten in a holy place. You should make your mouth holy. So it's very interesting that the hakdama to Pesach is Purim. Because Purim, we're extra nizhar in our speech, right? Ain Esther Magedis is Amma. Esther is the opposite, of course, is the big Baal Lashon Hara. As far as I'm saying, Esther is Gematria Lashon Hara. Esther is the Zelu Mazet to Lashon Hara. Right? So by being nizhar in our speech, in the month of Adar, Adar corresponds, at least according to one calculation, you do the months in order of the Shvatim, it corresponds to who? It corresponds to Binyamin. Binyamin also has an inyan of Shtika by Binyamin. That's why the stone on the Choshen that corresponds to Binyamin. Anyone know the stone? Binyamin's stone? The name of the stone is Yud Shin Pei Hei. The Yashpe stone. Yesh Peh. It has a mouth, but it also knows how to be quiet. Right? So Purim is a very fitting Hakdama to Pesach. After a person knows how to control the speech, so then he's given permission, Pesach, to speak openly, to speak freely. Of course, the opposite also is what? Is para, which is para. Right? Para is negative speech. That's why para blasphemes Hashem. Who is this Hashem that you speak of? Chutzpah, to talk like that. To say such a thing. So that's para. That's para's negative speech. Okay? So therefore, on Pesach, it's not enough to think these ideas. A person has to communicate these ideas. Again, like the Balei Musar say, he'emanti ki adaber. If I want to deepen that amuna, and again, amuna means also a hamshacha, he'emanti ki adaber. When I think ideas, it's only for me. When I share ideas, when I speak, so that you can benefit from it also. There's a hamshacha, there's a connection, there's a haggadah. Right? When a person says things, when a person is able to enunciate things, with a strong and clear voice, again, also, when a person has to say something, you have to believe it more to say it. Right? It's one thing for a person to let's say you have a meeting with a chashuv atheist, yeah, a real brilliant atheist. Guy has written a lot of books. He's really smart, much smarter than you. Objectively, he's much smarter than you. He knows a lot more than you. He knows more about history than you. He knows more about politics than you. He knows more about math and science than you. He knows more about arts and culture than you. Right? And you're a pashut guy. You're a pashut yid. You're mamon b'Hashem. Yeah. So it's one thing to sit in the presence of this, you know, this philosopher who's giving a lecture. You know he's a non-believer. It's one thing for you to sit in your seat and to think to yourself, I believe in Hashem, I believe in Torah Misinai, I believe in Kriyas Yamsuf, I believe in Tchiyas Amesim. Yeah? It's another thing to get up in front of the class and to talk about it. No? To say to the atheist, I believe in Kriyas. Really? You actually believe that God split the sea? And he starts to give you his whole explanation of why it's not true and why there's no archaeological evidence of it, and etc. Right? So when you have to say the ideas, it sometimes becomes a lot harder. I love when my kids ask me like the simplest questions in Yiddishkeit, and I'm like stumbling over my words to try, like ideas that I know are true, but when I have to say it, it's a different thing. So ha'amanti ki adav, there's a certain amuna that's expressed when a person is prepared to say it, to get up in public and to enunciate it, not just to keep it as a secret of my heart, I believe in Hashem, but to say to the person who doesn't believe in God, yes, I believe in God, and not to stutter over that, to say it loud and proud. So says the Sif Sechim, when a person is able to say loud and clear to your children, my dear children, we left Mitzrayim on this night. it's true, it happened, it really happened. I know it's hard for us so many thousands of years later to picture, but it really happened and it's all true. As I bokeh lachutz eish hislavuso. So he birthed, right? It births forth from within him, that fire of hislavus, who may hevel piv, and from the very speech coming out of his mouth, mispashit hevel cham svivas adam. It creates a certain energy. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world also. Hu amar vayehi. Bereishis is a lashon of speech. Right? Basar ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. God creates with speech. So too, as we're creating that continuity of Torah and mitzvahs of Yisias Mitzrayim, so we have to, well, we have to tell it to our children. We have to also create it in their hearts by speaking it out. When you say it in a fiery way, when it comes out of your mouth, when a person's spitting out Dibure Emes, fiery Dibure Emes, all the chitzonius runs away. From the fire that's coming out of your mouth, it's being consumed by the negative forces are being consumed by your fiery words. Okay? Okay, let's turn the page again. V'zesha Amar Rabbi Gamliel. So now we understand. Again, he's just walking us through the Seder in such a beautiful way. Now we understand when Rabbi Gamliel says what? Kol shalo Amar shlosha dvarim elu lo yati yedei chavaso. A person who doesn't say these things, to be able to say it. Kol shalo Amar shlosha dvarim elu lo yati yedei chavaso. You don't say it. Ein dai sheyasa mitzvos halayla ba'asiyah luchud. It's not just enough for a person to what? To do it. But a person has to what? A person has to kind of free yourself from Mitzrayim. You have to use the koch hadibur. Ki mizeh lo niver rak ur pnimi. V'tzarech sheyomrena bepiv. Sheyomarna bepiv. V'yachdei sheyeyase le'ivar v'l'nishmasa ur amakif. It's not just enough to do the mitzvos, right? But you also have to bring it out from the depths of within yourself, to bring it out through the speech, that others can hear it and be the recipients of it. Yeah.
It's always like a shadow of the Seder. Like, if someone, one person is reading for the cloud, like, should you also read along? You can say from here, you probably should.
You probably should, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Even though we say that Shomeya is Ka'ona, so it is halachically as if you're saying along, but it's Kedai. It's Kedai for a person to use his Peh. Pesach, yeah. It's Kedai for every person to say the words of the Haggadah. V'gam yagia lo mizet to'eles gadol. And there's another great to'eles that comes from this. And that is Shal Yedei Hadiburim Yisor Lakaima Behidur Rav Lifnim Mishur Asadin. Right, again, when a person says the words, it creates a certain hidur mitzvah. What does that mean? And he goes beyond the simple letter of the law. In what way? Ki ahevel shal diburei kedusha yesh ba hakoach laora saadam lezarzo bekiyam mitzvah biyaser seis vaaz. It's one thing when a person just does a mitzvah, but imagine when a person talks about it, right? A person talks about something with excitement and longing, it's over a certain feeling in anticipation for the mitzvah. So it's not just that there's the mitzvah and then there's the sipur. But when you talk about it, right, it creates a slavus for the mitzvah. When you actually do the maisa mitzvah, you do the mitzvah in a much greater way. When a person does a mitzvah in a way that's greater than he's expected to do it, he says, Yushpa Allah min Hashemayim. Gam kein or gadol biyoser lakifo ulashamro ulavarcho. So it becomes tremendously elevated by the performance of that mitzvah. Yes.
The Talmud says that it's not enough to just learn Torah by looking at it or thinking about it, because when you actually speak the words of Torah, you're elevating the actual physicality to Hashem.
That's right. You have to say it. All right, there's a lot more on the side here, but I think we'll stop here for now. This is a great overview. Just to understand, when a father is sitting at the Seder, again, father doesn't only mean a father. Father means anyone who's engaged in the process of Magid. Anyone who's trying to be makabel and to be mashpia from those who are above and those who are below, and to try to continue to bring that light through all the olamos. Acknowledging that we're recreating that whole experience of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnas Nitor L'Am Yisrael Baruch Hu. Can I get Arba Banim Dibur Torah? Namasha Hamshacha through all the Olamos. It's a big light. And call the Marbala Safra HaRezim Meshubach. The more I create that connection, the better. I don't want to add anything. What do you want to say? The Gullus of the She'ini Yodei Elisha. I really want to think about that. It's my homework.
This whole nightmare was the first half is a chazara from the Purim Sefer, and the second half is a chazara from the Chachamim Sefer. So, the second half is the Oregon, that's the Purim, and the first half is the Chachamim Sefer. Okay, blow it all together. Can't take a field trip to the Sisei Chain Shul once.
Can you see
that?
That's a good sign. We see how like Medivor is like, can I get the Shein of the Elisha?
Like, but the Dibur is, can I get the Shein of the Elisha? What does that mean?
Shein of the Elisha is like the, it's like telling that there's no Dibur. It's like the Dafka, like a right. Expression of like, to, like passive. And Dibur is
right,
like,
I have to teach them how to
totally active.
Teach them how to speak. Again, if we can't speak, that's a lack. It's a chesaron in our emunah. If we can't talk about it confidently, if we can't present Torah values to the world, and the world says, "What? You still believe those old values?" If we can't get up in the public sphere and talk about it proudly, and declare proudly, "I'm a Jew and these are my values," it's a pagam in emunah. Hamanti ki adaber. So the sheini of the Elisha doesn't even know how to ask you. He can't even question God. That's so tragic. Like he doesn't even like at least question. Ask a question. You know, attack the Torah or something. Nah, totally apathetic, totally passive. It also corresponds to the four questions of the Manish Tana. Right. So, what's the fourth question of the Manish Tana? Can I get this galus? Halayla zeh kulanu mesubin. Everyone's reclining. Everyone's relaxing. Entertainment. Put your feet up. Take it easy. There's a good ma'aseh that they tell from Rebbe Shmelka. I don't know the nusach so well. Alayla zeh kulanu mesubin. This is the galus of like comfort. Take it easy. I don't want to be bothered. So sheini yodei elisha. Like I don't even have a question. Like whatever. I'm past it already. You know.
It works nicely with the medrash in last week's parsha, which says that our galus is compared to a pig, because on the outside the pig is kosher, so we don't think there's anything wrong. But
right.
We know that anything's wrong.
Pnimius, the whole thing is corrupted. And the pig, by the way, is mesubin also, right? That's what the measure says. The pig lies back, puts its feet up. Says, look, I'm kosher. Kulanu mesubin. Okay. Shkach.
Thank you for
learning with me.